High atop Spencer Hill, you're listening to The Baron, the voice of SUNY Corning. I'm Michael Clark. My guest today is Trooper Nicole Drew and Trooper Diane Carballo from the New York State Police. Welcome.
Good morning.
You're on campus as part of a recruitment drive in an effort to provide information for prospective candidates about the upcoming state police exam, the hiring process, career opportunities within the state police. Please tell me more about that process.
Absolutely. If anybody's looking for a career, kind of confused right now, we are looking and we are hiring. Join our website at joinstatepolice.ny.gov. We're looking for individuals that are between the age group of 20 years old to 30 years old. And if you have military experience, there is an extension for your age. So visit our website, joinstatepolice.ny.gov.
Nicole, what specific traits do the state police look for in a candidate?
Integrity is the big one. We're looking for honesty. We know everybody is a human being. We all make mistakes. Do you learn from those mistakes, or do you keep repeating those mistakes? So if you're out there and you're doing something that you know is wrong, please stop and make that right decision in life. Because in the long term of things, you're going to be a better person. If you keep going through life thinking, well, no one caught me, I can keep getting away with it, you're just actually getting yourself into more and more trouble. It's just, when do you actually get caught?
When you're looking at someone who's 20 years old applying, there's not a whole lot of life experience in a 20-year-old. We see that here at the college. So how do you determine the integrity part? How do you determine the traits that you're looking for?
I think that's also on behavior. So we do have a background process. I mean, they're very, very detailed. A lot of questions that you have to answer. We will look into all your life growing up, your schooling, your neighbors, people you come in contact with, family members, relationships. So we look at the whole entire thing and just the choices that you have made. Even growing up as a youth, it can be kind of difficult. You're facing a lot of things for the first time being so young. But what kind of decisions did you make at that moment? So it would be a lot of that. And it definitely tells a lot on the type of person that you are. And can you make good choices moving forward? What is your character like? Values, morals. So all that is very important. And you will continue to have life experiences. But it really depends on the type of person that you are, into how you will react and make those choices moving forward.
If you get through the process and you've passed the test, talk to me a little bit about training for a state police. What do you have to do in your training?
So you're going to start your career off in Albany, and you're there for 6 months. And you get there Sunday night, you stay all week long until Friday evening, then you're home Friday night, home Saturday, and you're back there on Sunday. And it's intense training. Because it's not like 5 o'clock, I'm going home to eat dinner with my family. It's actually round three. Let's go for defensive tactics. Let's go hit the books, whatever additional stuff that we need to do. And then once you graduate, you're placed somewhere in New York State, and you get to do the field training with another officer, and that's basically for 2 months. And then you're placed somewhere in New York State where you like to work. And then depending on openings in each troop, we'll determine if you can get to that actual troop or not.
Or once you become a trooper, you know, what other opportunities are there within the state police?
Well, it depends on what you're interested in. So maybe you're out there getting your degree in computers. Maybe you'll do computer crimes. Maybe you enjoy animals. Maybe join the canine unit. Maybe you're that underwater individual that just loves swimming and all that. Maybe you're a lifeguard. Maybe you're on the swim team. Join our underwater recovery team or our marine patrol. So there's tons of opportunities. How about if you're that individual that's at home right now, playing that computer game? I appreciate you doing that because you're actually training to be a New York State trooper, because we need individuals to do our drone unit. And those thumbs that you're practicing with right now are making you the best drone operators out there. So keep up the good work.
Wow. How has the pandemic changed being a state police officer?
If anything, it's given us more responsibilities. You know, we're still responding to every single call that comes in. And, you know, we've had a lot more retirements, you know, because they're reaching 20 years. After 20 years, you can retire at the state police and collect a pension. And then there's other job opportunities. And unfortunately, when people don't want to go to work, other companies are looking for somebody to hire. So they're looking at state troopers and saying, hey, have you reached your 20 years yet? Come on over and work for us.
When you're being trained, I'm sure CPR and first aid, all of that comes into play. What other training do you get before you're actually a trooper?
We do defensive tactics. We do like vehicle and traffic. We do scenario-based training, firearms training. You know, the rifle was introduced, so we do the rifle now. We do taser. We do our pepper spray training as well.
What is the goal if you're dealing with someone who might be out of control?
And safety for all. Safety for them, safety for us, safety for any other person who is on scene. And that's a big one when we're dealing with something so difficult is, can we de-escalate it? Can we create safety for everyone and come to a good resolution and provide them the help that they need?
What other agencies, public agencies, do you work with?
So for us, it's very dependent on the county. For us, we're in Ontario County. So as far as law enforcement, we might be working with the Sheriff's Department. We respond to all calls with the Sheriff's Department. It might be more of your village PD or your city PD. So we have like Canandaigua or Geneva as an example. And then we also have like our medical professionals. So if someone is experiencing like mental health crisis, we might be working with CPAP. So CPAP is big in our county. And they're the ones who help us come to a final decision as to what the individual need. And so obviously medical personnel, that might be also schools, parole. I do a lot of work with parole, probation, if they need our assistance or if we need ours. Backwards. They need ours, we need theirs. So definitely different agencies. It might be CPS that's calling us for a home visit or you know, child removal. Family, obviously, with a lot of the domestics, we're also always trying to seek resources to help maybe the victim in that relationship seek help and, you know, go to a safe place. Sometimes we put them in a placement, so we might call it DSS and place them somewhere that's safe for them to be in. And then the other resources of follow up with, like therapy or maybe assistance with financial needs. So there'll be a lot of departments.
Speaking of further training, Nicole, once you become a state police officer, you're going to be required to have more training, correct?
That's correct. Approximately every 6 months, twice a year, you get recertified and everything. You know, so it's basically everything they kind of went through the academy. It's, you know, not as intense, so it's not all the running and all that good stuff. But you're still getting the firearms training, you're getting the CPR training, and a lot of the computer skills and, you know, all that updated information that's coming through refresher courses and things like that.
Technology has certainly changed. How has it changed being a state police officer? You have computers in the patrol cars now, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
How does that help?
Well, back in the day, because I've been on for a couple years now, it used to be paper tickets, and you hand wrote everything out. And then when we got to the computers where you'd actually scan the driver's license, that was like, oh my God, that's so much easier. And it was less mistakes and all that. And then all of a sudden now, it's just, you're doing all your accident reports, you're doing everything in your vehicle, where you're able to, you know, provide everybody the information that you need instead of going back to a station and trying to do it there. You can actually do it right there on the road.
It definitely helps because back in the day, you would be pulling out a map trying to see where you are within the county to respond. Now I have a map that shows me where I am, the location where I'm responding. Some even counties will give you directions to get there because most of the time we're in very rural areas. Obviously, you're not going to know every road, but it definitely allows you to get there. But also know what the job is. It's what we call it, like the 911 call. Have the notes ready. It's all listed, who your complainant is, who, you know, who are you looking for, who's responding with you or any other departments. It's all on the computer.
This has been fun. And you will be back as well.
We're going to be back on January 25th for the blood drive. So come on down, support us as we get blood.
We will have a table set up too for more information. If you at all are a little bit interested, just come get some information. Like she said, this is just an exam you're taking right now, but you're opening the door for another opportunity in the future if it does come up, and you're willing to take it at that point, but it is good to always have different plans. Usually you have something planned for life and it doesn't work out as you planned. So that's a big one, especially for college students.
Was this your first choice of career?
No, not specifically. I wanted to take forensic science, and then I also took a pre-law class, and neither of them worked out. So then I continued with criminal justice and had the opportunity to intern, and that's how I fell in love with the job. And like we expressed before, just take every exam, any opportunity that comes your way, just again, as a backup plan for your future. Now, fast forward, having this career, I know the salary aspect is important because we do have a good salary. We have a 20-year retirement. But for me, most importantly, I was a young mom of a daughter, and it gave me the opportunity to be able to take care of her, to provide a stable home, a good home. The fact that we have medical benefits is huge. And having a pension, and that if something even happened to me, because I know that one comes up, it's a question that people like to ask, that my daughter will be covered, that I was able to give her something that I myself did not have growing up.
Nicole, this wasn't your first choice of career either.
Well, actually, it was my, I always wanted to be a police officer. I always wanted to do law enforcement. I just trying to figure out how am I going to become a law enforcement, become a New York State trooper. I'm a terrible test taker. I would struggle. I would study every time, but I just wouldn't score high enough. So while I'm waiting to get hired, I actually started my career out at being a counselor. And then I actually taught in the city school district of Rochester City School District. And then from there, I got hired with the New York State Police.
What else would you like to plug while you're here?
Well, it's so important. If you're thinking about becoming a New York State Trooper, I need you to go to joinstatepolice.ny.gov. You need at least to have three qualifications in order to take our state trooper exam. You have to be at least a United States citizen. Minimal age to take it is 20 years old, prior to turning 30, and to have at least a high school diploma. If you're over 30 years old and you have military experience, you can still apply, and it's based on active duty, but you can give us a call at 585-398-4168. We can get into more specifics of that. But it's so important to just have another opportunity in life. You sign up, you take the test. It's not like we're going to hire you tomorrow. It's going to be a lengthy process, and you just need to continue going to school, get your degree. We'll contact you, and then you're going to come for our physical fitness test, which is sit-ups, push-ups, and a mile-and-a-half run. Once you pass that, then you come back the next day for the psychological exam, and then basically move on into the background, where we're going to interview all your teachers, we're going to interview your friends, anyone that you were dating, and, you know, anywhere you've worked, and so forth. Go from there.
Thank you very much again.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I'm Michael Clark. You've been listening to The Baron, the voice of SUNY Corning.